It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Umpqua Actors Community Theater wrapping up a current production of Snapped this weekend. Ezra Leader is the lead in the play, and he stopped by this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
So, how long have you been doing theater?
The last 5 years, 4 years.
So you started pretty young. How old were you when you got your first part?
11.
So you're 16 now?
15.
15? Okay. So what got you interested in being in the theater to begin with?
Well, I had a lot of friends when I was like in fifth grade that told me that I was pretty dramatic and that I do pretty good in theater. So I decided to audition for my first production that year.
And this time around, you are the lead. Is this the first time in the lead role?
It's the first time I've gotten the main lead. I've always had some kind of speaking role in the past.
And this is a production of Snapped. Tell us about what the play is all about.
It's about a high school boy who realizes he can snap and control, like, if he can pause time or not. And, well, he makes a lot of bad decisions and lets that power really corrupt him, and it leads to a lot of trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Well, FBI agents getting bullied, realizing he becomes like his own villain in the story.
Wow. So this sounds kind of intense. How many people are in it?
I believe there's like 20 cast members around there.
Wow. Now, is it all students in it?
Yes, it's an all-student production.
That is a lot of work. And is your director a student too?
We have one adult director, and he's the playwright, Martin Falsey. And then we have two student directors.
Wow. And so you guys have been doing this for several days. It wraps up tonight, and then Saturday and Sunday. So 7 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And part of the aspect of this is you are also doing this as a fundraiser for going to New York City during spring break.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Have you ever been to New York City?
I went on the last UAC trip in 2024, and it was just awesome.
So after a year, you're already ready to go back?
Oh, yeah. I think about it every day.
What was it like to be back there on Broadway and watch things at that level?
Well, it made me feel really small, especially in, like, the big theaters and stuff, but it made me also, like, really excited to do more theater and stuff.
And do you remember what plays you saw last year?
We saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, we saw Back to the Future, the musical, and Aladdin.
And so you guys were back there for several days. What is it like to just be there in Manhattan and walk around and see all this?
Well, like I said, there's a lot going on, and it makes you feel kind of small. You, like, look up, and there's, like, these buildings way taller than, like, most of us had ever seen. And it's just really exciting and very overstimulating us sometimes.
But at the same time, it sounds like you learned a lot back there, and you're looking forward to learning more in your next trip.
Yeah.
What is it? Do you picture yourself one day even being able to perform on Broadway?
Well, it's definitely an aspiration of many theater kids and teenagers. But, I mean, yeah, one day I would hope and love to act on Broadway.
And let's see, besides acting, do you have any other, is this kind of like your main hobby in life?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're not, I mean, it's a big focus. I mean, you get your schoolwork and all that to deal with, but then acting is kind of the big deal in your life.
Yeah, right now.
And what kinds of parts of the ones that you've been in do you like the best?
I've gotten the opportunity to play a lot of, like, villain roles where I get to be kind of overly dramatic but also just, like, really wrong at a lot of times. So that's always just been fun to, like, reframe how I think of things.
Now, you mentioned this is production was written by Martin Falsey. What's it like realizing that the guy that's directing you is also the guy that wrote it?
Well, at times you'll be, like, acting on stage and he'll, like, hear you say the lines and he'll be like, wait, you didn't say anything wrong, but I don't like the way I wrote that. So he'll just change the script sometimes.
Wow. I guess when you are the guy that wrote it, you can do that.
Yeah. Sometimes even days before you perform.
Wow. So that's kind of a cool aspect. What's the crowd's been like? What's their reaction been like to snapped so far?
There's been a lot of laughs. You'll be on stage and you'll say like a line you thought was completely normal after hearing it for a few months, and the audience will laugh for like 5 seconds to 10 seconds, and it just feels like a lot of time.
And if you were planning to continue on into your next line, and I mean, you have to kind of refocus and wait for the laughter to die down, right?
Yeah, otherwise you like interrupt them, and audiences don't like being interrupted.
That is a good point. Do not interrupt the audience. That's pretty cool. And that's the aspect of live theater. You're not doing this for a camera. You're getting instant reaction.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
And with UAC Stage, you're very close to, especially part of the audience. I mean, it's very, you know, you can put 100-something people in there, maybe more, but it's, you know, they're not far off. They're really up close.
Mm-hmm. You can see all their, like, faces going like, oh, my gosh, why? Oh, whoa. And it's very intimate theater, and I love it.
Do you ever see somebody out in the audience, and do you ever get distracted by maybe they're, you know, reaching for something or grabbing food or whatever?
Yeah, sometimes you'll have, like, people and you'll, like, hear someone, like, open a soda can or something, or you'll, like, make eye contact with someone and they'll, like, widen their eyes, like, oh my gosh, an actor just, like, looked at me. So you gotta be careful.
All right. So it's snapped. It's tonight, 7 o'clock, Saturday, Sunday, 2 o'clock. And again, $17 for the tickets for adults, $12 for kids 12 and under. And any idea yet how many people are going to probably be going to New York City?
It's around 40, I think 44.
Wow. That's a big crowd of people. So it's not just kids going. You probably have adults going too.
It's all kids going for that part of the trip. And then, I mean, the adults are kids at heart. So they're going to chaperone, but they also just want to go.
All right. And if people want to, you know, if people can't make the play this weekend but want to help out your fundraising for going to New York City, then they can just call UAC to do that?
Yes, I think so.
All right, 673-2125 and uac-theater.com. All right, Ezra, back to school. Thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
All right, 8:30, 8 at the Morning Report.